Well, Philip, you got round. It's not proving easy to jump, but you got round just outside the time. So how did you assess the ground, first of all, out there, and the way your horse dealt with the conditions?
The ground's great. It's, it's good and safe, and the takeoff of all the jumps are good. You know, there's obviously it's a little bit holding when you're galloping in between, but... This horse coming off an injury, and I was a little unsure around, by the 8-minute mark what I'd have left. So in hindsight, I probably set off a little bit too quiet. But anyway, he got home and hopefully safe and healthy for it, and he'll be better for the next time. It's a good track. You got to work your whole way around, and there's nothing. Not one part where you can just sort of relax and take it easy. So.
Strong American contingent here this week. There's plenty of you here. Is this a sort of learning curve? Is there a sort of team process here?
The team process is we need to get better. And, obviously England is the heart of eventing. So I think, we need to get over here as much as we can and try to improve and get better and get more competitive. So, and Blenheim's a great place to do that. So.
And what's the future, do you think, for this horse? One that you're excited about?
Yeah, he's a full warm blood, so he's not the fastest horse I've ever ridden, but he's very good on the flat, and he's a good jumper. So, we'll see. He came into the sport quite late, and so this is only his third 3-day event in his life. So, we're still trying to get the fitness base and get him understanding the game. So.